Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house.
He's non-existent, man. Guys, we just recorded like 15, 20 minutes and I think it's gone to shit. So we had to start again. First time in...
Because it's all Talal's fault.
But yo, we did a real heartfelt kind of thing for Lame, man. We just heard about his passing, man. We're recording this on Sunday on the 6th of August. It doesn't come out till the Wednesday. Yo, man. Shocking news, yeah. Man. I didn't know the guy personally, but obviously I was familiar with his graph the whole time I've been painting, you know what I mean?
He's been around for ages, man. Yeah, forever since we started.
Exactly. Easily. Yeah, he's same generation, easily. I think, man.
Like all, yeah. Fuck, that is fucking shit news, isn't it? Southwest London, West London. Like, think back from like FLS days, no?
Yeah, I think so, man. Yeah. I just wanted to send some love to his friends and family, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, really sad news, man. Salute. Another soldier.
And he got up as well. Big up, Lane, proper. He got up, man. He was up. Yeah.
With a classic London style as well, you know?
He was wanting mates with everyone, you know what I mean? I think he was mates with all of, like, our mates, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Everyone knows him.
He was always a rat.
Met him that much. I've only met him like 5 or 6 times just for things like Trellick and stuff. I've never painted with him.
That's what I'm thinking. I must have met him. I'm pretty sure
he's good
I have
mates
met him.
With everyone.
Yeah. Just I didn't know the guy well. I just saying I was very familiar with his graph. Like, he was fucking everywhere, man. Everywhere I went, there was a fucking Lame dub or Lame tags. Yeah, it's really sad news, man. We want to send him an almshouse salute, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Another writer. So that's Devise as well.
Yo. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah. But you know, if there's one, you know, anyway, man. Just props to him and you know, much love to his loved ones, man, going through it, you know? Also, what else did we fucking mention just now, man? Oh, yeah, hip-hop is fucking 50 years old, man. We're in August now, 2023. I think it's August 11th is officially hip-hop's birthday. I know Mice Diggy made a post on Instagram. He's like, who decided on August 11th? And it's kind of true. I mean, I don't know. I think it was a group of people based on that Kool Herc flyer. For his sister's birthday party, where he DJed at down in Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx.
This is the kind of shit you're going to be asking me, yeah?
On
the quiz.
Which
avenue was it? The Kool Herc? Yeah, I can imagine that's such a maddie kind of question, bro.
Yeah.
You're going to kill me.
You know your hip-hop,
you're gonna
right?
Get any questions in that.
I made a little hip-hop quiz to test Theme's hip-hop knowledge, man. And I reckon he's going to get all the questions wrong. He might surprise me, though. Let's see, man. Because I might have to relegate your hip-hop card.
It's going to be like the fucking first months of the existence of hip-hop. You're going to be asking me about that kind of shit.
I mean, like, you don't know nothing about no hip-hop, yeah? You don't know nothing. I got the knowledge, yeah. Nah, it's not all like that, but you know, of course, it's a lot of it is geared around the early days of hip hop. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's part of the quiz, man.
We're gonna do a hip hop quiz based on the roots of hip hop.
Yeah, we got some tunes to listen to, and we got some graph critique to do as well, man. What else am I missing? Themes,
graph that, critique. We did graph critique last week. I want to do a bit of graph critique.
Yeah, but listen, let's start off with a song, though, yeah? Because I was meant to do this ages ago. It's my man, Akros CD, graffiti writer. I think he's in CBM. Is he in CBM? No, I don't know. Okay, I don't want to say. I don't think I've even met the guy in the flesh, man. But we've chatted online. He's a rapper as well and a hip-hop dude. So he had a song come out not too long ago.
Yeah. Is he Akros on Insta?
Yeah, A-C-R-O-S. Here's one of his pieces here. I'll put it up on the screen. Boom. The guy.
Well, I can't see that, can I?
Yeah, I know, but he knows what he's doing, basically.
Acro CD, I've seen him here. Yeah,
he's a dope painter. But he released a track, and he sent it to me, and I was supposed to play it 2 episodes ago, and I forgot. And then I forgot last episode, so this time I cannot forget. So I'm playing it this time. He did a tune. It's called Across the Line. So I'm assuming maybe that's a play on his name, Across, but he doesn't do a double S on his name. It's just one S. So that's why I call him Across. But anyway.
Well, surely, fucking surely it's a play on his name.
It must be, yeah. So maybe I'm calling him wrong. Maybe it's not Across, it's Across. Okay, so Across CD, yeah. This is a tune, Across the Line. We're going to give it our genuine reaction. I've not listened to it. I've only listened to a couple seconds just to make sure I had the download all right. Theme hasn't heard it. At least I don't think so. Let's go into Across the Line. You can go check out his Instagram. I'll put the link below if you want to go peep this tune. All right, let's go Across the Line.
Of precision and wisdom, living and killing a villain whose militant missions, millions witness, leaving a brilliant finish. Civilians, politicians are watching the resilience of this hideous crime. Seeing the fear in their eyes, we cheering our peers on the lines. Wanted for serious crime, we wander for periods of time. Final frontier in this lifestyle's appearing defined. Whether you're serious or blind, take us experience the line. So avoid getting caught, cause you're bound to pay the price. I'm serious, no fearing us, this hobby's taking lives. With delirious, mysterious appearing in the night. Got the gear in us, it's clear as fuck, we're gonna pay this. So say goodnight, cause daddy's getting up. I'm ballied in this alley and I'm tallying them up. Bruv, I'm daddy's carrying my stuff. Fuck this carriage getting buff, cause I'm branding up this planet. I don't plan on getting cuffed. See the Jakes have had enough, you can see it in the news. We've been dreaming of these tubes, yeah, my team will never lose. Yeah, we're fleeing from these boots, so fuck leaving all these clues. All the reaches by the get on, you're a weapon, you're a fool. So whatever the weather, we cut and we sever the fence. Together we're clever, we never ever stop repping the ends. Weapon to fence, if it's coming on top, running or not, cutting us off. It's best to have a spotter who can plop. Keeping an eye out, we're creeping the times now. The cleanest on a walk now, we're piecing the size down. I'm feeling alive, full colours even the shines. A fucking beast in the night, our RPTs in the sky. One of the most decent of guys that I've ever met. I grew up riding the Met, West London style I rep. Since I was a child, I guess my whole life is a mess. Now it's time to digest the peace of my mind at its best. Cause it's moody out here, son, you'll never be a part of it. This ain't a hobby, man, you never know the half of it. I'm arsing with a target whose arsenal's in his car seat. A mask, he ain't an artist, he's a bastard living large. He's a vandal, real bit of a handful, whose downfall is battered all around you. All city scoundrel, this is just the way of life. Some of us have paid the price, we're out here every day and night. Slapping if there's only certain rules, but you don't have to take an oath. But why the fuck you paint illegals without taking most? And why the fuck you taking ages? I'm impatient, brother, this train is fucking laying up. I've labelled all my painters, cause you might rep it, but you never truly understand. It's moody in this underland, we prove it when we come to town. A nuisance who keeps running around, I'm choosing all these colours. Keep it moving, still a student, keep improving till I'm hunted down. Cause there's no fucking stopping us, rocking up the metropolis. Robbing, we're never copping, stop bopping, I keep on popping. I've spotting a couple hundred, I was plotted up in that summer sun. If I had my own way, then trust me, I would be coming home. I'd be nicked up, paid a fine, stitched up, stayed alive. Sniffed up, day and night, wrist off, played that guy. Licked up, spit the eye, slipped up, see the sky. I pissed up, sick fucking fixed up and changed his life. But there's no better feeling than creeping every evening. I'm sneaking just to see if there's even any beings around. The streets are peaceful, they're sound asleep. We're covering more ground, we keep pushing this amount of heat. Fuck it, I'm about to leave this messed up game for good. Run this shit neighborhood, hang up my name, I would. But it's engraved like wood, and the addiction is real. Painting the most sickest of feels, the most ridiculous skills. For real,
for real, son. For real, yo. Across CD.
That's one of the better graph tracks that I've heard.
Yeah, like you can tell.
Some of the stuff he's saying, he's done it, you know what I mean?
He knows what he's talking about, but, exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the best graph, because most of the graph tunes you hear are just fucking dog shit.
No, there's some really good
Nothing like Graph the Bus Up, but that is definitely one of the better ones I've heard.
Yeah, man.
And the rhyming style, man, sometimes he's doing it, man. Sometimes he's doing it. And then sometimes he kind of just falls off at the wrong moments in between.
He's cramming bits in there.
Say, like a little bit more breath control or something on the...
Yeah.
Because they're just so noticeable, man, those things. Everyone's done them before billions of times, but they're...
Yeah,
just takes a couple more minutes on that little sentence just to change it to the right sort of beat, and that's it. Then bam, you're back in.
Exactly. Yeah, there was a few bits he was crowbarring a few extra words in there, and they stuck out to me as well, man.
But that when he slowed down, I'm cruising the Met, and then I was born cruising on Sunday, and I was like, he should be doing more of that.
There were some parts in there, where he was doing multi-syllabic rhymes compounded over each other, and it was just like flowing through. It sounded really cool, man. And similar to how I do the graph critique, when there's someone, it's obviously a good piece and the guy's been painting a long time, then I start nitpicking little tiny bits, which are just like preferences from me, And I definitely, it would be a couple of times, exactly like you said, man, he was cramming. If he took a little bit more time just to sort those two or three bits in there, just like perfect the flow or something a little bit more, but some parts of it were really fucking good.
Some
not
parts
just
were
good.
Bubbling along nice,
bubbling. Very cool, man. But yo, people, go check that out. Go support across the line. Go, the link I said will be below, man. So salute my brother. Maybe we'll go paint somewhere sometime, man. You know what I mean? And we'll go paint illegal, and I won't forget to bring some mulch. Didn't he mention he's
so sweet? Yeah, he was dissing people, though.
He goes, how can you paint illegal without some mulch, motherfucker? Okay, big up across. Actually, you told on the first time when we recorded this and it fucked up, you told me a story about Sainsbury's. You got to tell it again, man. Can you be bothered? You don't have to.
No, I can't, man.
No, okay, but some guy came up to you behind you. You were in the cheese section. A guy came up behind you and went, How many truckies you execute? You execute, that's it. That's funny. You got spotted.
Which was,
again,
to be fair, that was fucking brilliant. Standing buying some fucking cheese.
Yeah.
Some geezer, you don't even know who's there. And you go, how many trackies you execute? And you instantly know that it's associated with some sort of fucking mentalness. And I instantly know I said that on some video or something. Look around. This
you can't even remember the guy's name.
He was a good guy, man. He was bigging up you. He was bigging up the pod. He was bigging up that night you do in...
Size doesn't matter. I reckon it was Tab, man. I reckon it was most likely Tab. He lives in Acton as well. So I'm assuming it was him. So props to Tab. If it wasn't, name yourself below. Props to the...
My name's Tabs. Definitely began with a T.
Yeah. Anyway, man, that's jokes, man.
But should how many trackies you execute?
You know what? Let's get into the hip-hop quiz, man. I'm itching to get this hip-hop quiz rolling, man. What do you reckon, Theme? I'm going to test your hip-hop knowledge. All right? I think you'll be surprised by some of the questions.
Well, it's going to be ye old hip-hop knowledge from the hip-hop Bible kind of knowledge. Do you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get some backup, bro.
Yeah, go on. What have you got? Have you got like a spray can art with you? Or the hip-hop encyclopedia? Where's Theme gone?
I get the hip-hop raise me.
Oh,
my DJ
Semtex. There you go.
And my little encyclopedia.
Yeah, it's probably in there, the answers. Now, it starts off, okay. It's time for the hip-hop quiz. You guys can play along at home, all right? There's 26.
Bust you in the face with answers.
There's 26 potential points here. Actually, I should get a pen and a pencil to kind of mark down how well you do. Here you go. I got a pen here.
Don't worry, I'll be marking myself as well. This is a self-certified.
All right. So the first
examination.
So the first bit is continue the hip hop lyric.
Bit? Surely the fucking hell, he's probably got in, bro.
Yeah. So now I'm
just questioning.
I'm going to give you the first line, and I need you, there's 2 points on each question, to finish the line and then to name the rapper who rapped it. All these songs.
How long do I get? Yeah, exactly.
Well, you get a couple of
seconds.
Are
they all Mobb Deep?
Well, there's
every single one mobbed.
Let's just see how we get on, okay? Theme, you still with me? Yes, you're there. Okay, cool. Question number one is a lyric. Okay, so the first few are continue that lyric. Okay, so name the rest of the. Say the rest of the lyric and name the rapper. All right, so the first one. Hey yo, Queens, get the money. Long time no cash.
I'm all about the hustle. Hey yo, Queens, get the money. Long time no hash. I'm all about the hustle where the guns go blast.
Yeah, who said that?
Have Mobb Deep.
Yeah, there's two people. Name one of them.
I don't know which one said it.
Well, you got
wait. What was the line again? What was the line again?
Queens get the money.
Hey, yo, Queens get the money. Long time, no cash.
I'm caught up in the hustle when the guns go blast.
Where the guns go blast. I'm gonna say P.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, there you go. You got 2 points on the board already.
That's Steve. It. That's the end of the competition. That's 100%, Mother Lovers. Setting me, I know the tactic here, bruv. Setting me off easy on a
exactly. I'm luring you.
Pick it up. Lure me in, bruv.
I'm luring you.
Is this? Some into kind of fucking psycho shit.
A false sense of security. All right, next one. Overseer, 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 officer, 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 officer. No?
Overseer, officer. No.
Okay, shit. That's KRS-One from the track Sound of the Police.
Overseer, officer.
Yeah, officer from Overseer. You need a little clarity? Check the similarity. All right, so that's the KRS-One Sound of the Police.
So good that KRS-One came into it.
Of course. All right, now this one, if you didn't get that last one, you're never going to get this one. Well, maybe. I came in the door. I said it before.
Before. I said it before.
That's not the line. That's the next line I want.
No, I don't know the next line, but I knew the first line, bro.
Yeah, well, that's not good enough.
I came in the door. I said it before. Nah.
Becoming I never let artist. The mic magnetize me no more. It's just inviting me to rhyme. All right, you didn't get that one. Can you at least tell me who it is?
I'm trying to think.
Jesus Christ. Themos is not hip-hop, ladies and gentlemen. This guy, there's people screaming at their phones right now going, what the fuck is Theme talking about? You should stick to fucking dubstep, Theme, man. Don't be hip-hop anymore. That's Eric. That's Rakim on the song called Eric B is President. Okay, that's Rakim.
Yeah, which I've got in my fucking. Which I've got there.
Everyone's got that, you know. Okay, this one you definitely.
But I'm concentrating on many things. I can't remember all of these kind of things.
Well, okay, check this out. Okay, if you wanna know the real deal about the two. Nah.
No,
let me tell you, we're double trouble, girls, and we're doing it just for you. That's Double Trouble by Rodney C and Kevy Kev from the movie Wild Style, man. The stoop rap.
Jeez, which I've got Theme. There.
Yeah. All right, next one. Oh, my God. Theme's only on 2 points. Dude. All right.
How many questions have we had?
I don't know. 1, 2, 3... This is the fourth one. I don't know. I haven't numbered them. Anyway, okay, continue the lyric. And I want to know who did this lyric as well. Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized.
Mesmerized. Tribe Called Quest. Honey, you got me mesmerized. Something in your fat ass thighs.
Yeah. Do you know? Big up Venezuela. That's why I've included this one.
It's not Q-tip, is it?
Yeah, it is Q-tip. All right, that's a point. You got another point on the board for Q-tip. Honey, check it out. Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized with your black hair and your fat ass thighs. You know what? I'll give you another point for fat ass thighs, man. There you go. You're on 4 points.
That's what I'm saying. You said there was 26 points up for grabs.
All right, okay. So here we go. Continue the lyric. 7, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated.
Money and dicks don't mix like two dicks and money and chicks don't mix like two dicks and one bitch. Get yourself in serious shit.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. It's two dicks and no bitch.
Nah, right? Money don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. That's what I said. Yeah.
No, you said and one bitch. But anyway, it's all right. I'll give you that point. But who was it by? Who rapped that lyric?
Biggie Smalls. Biggie
yeah, Smalls. There we go. All right. Okay, you're on 6 points now. Okay, check this one out. So if you want to come sweating, stressing, contesting.
I'll bring my Smith & Wesson.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I was just blanking it completely.
So if you want to come sweating, stressing, contesting, you catch a sharp sword to the midsection. Shing, shing. So, oh, no, close. Inspector Deck from Mystery of the Chess Boxing. All right. Okay, that's the end of the lyrics round. That's the end of the lyrics round. All right, next up. Now, these are the questions now.
How many points have I got out of the lyrics round?
You got 6 points now. All right, let's go. Let's go.
Don't go chiefing your points.
Next question. Now we're going into the origins of hip hop.
Into the fucking shit that you that you preach every Sunday at the hip hop church.
That you should know if you're into hip hop, motherfuckers. So well, now if you don't, if you didn't know before, you're gonna know now. You know what I mean? So you know it's all good.
That's such a hip hop thing, though, bruv. You know what I mean? No one that plays guitar says, "Listen, if you don't know, about every rock band in the world, and this is the birth date of heavy metal. This is the birth date of grunge. This is the 50th birthday."
Well, okay, listen. What was the first ever modern rap on a record? The first record that came out with modern rap. I'm not talking about what James Brown was doing. Some people, you know, he was rapping technically, and there were people rapping, but it wasn't what we class as modern hip hop.
The first record that came out of rapping or hip hop?
Of rapping.
Oh, fuck.
Modern rap. Me. Do you want me to play a little bit of it to you?
No,
it won't help
they
you.
They all had fucking like MC names that were wicked, but I can't. You know what I mean?
I'm going to play a bit of it, okay? And then I'll tell you what it is. This came out. Okay, at least, could you tell me what year it came out? Guess. Guess. Just guess. Have a guess. Like, a lot of people say, Rapper's Delight was the first. It's not the first record. This record came out a year before Rapper's Delight, yeah? So I don't know 70s. If that helps. 70s Late is 70s. Correct. Late 70s is correct. Do you want to narrow 70, it down?
77 and a half. 77,
78. No, it came out in 1979. This is a tune called King Tim the Third, Personality Jock by the Fatback Band. And it's the rapper's name is King Tim the Third. Let's just listen to a little bit at the beginning, man.
Yeah, but I reckon we've got to negotiate a point on me getting it.
What did you get? You didn't get jack shit, motherfucker.
Late 70s.
All right, I'll give you 1 point. You stomp your feet because you listen to the sound of the show you need. I'm the K-I-N-G, the T-I-M, King Tim, and I am here, just me, Fatback, and the crew. We're doing it all just for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock you so viciously. We throw the highs in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. This is the first record that had modern rap.
Modern rap. Look, listen to how we're fucking talking. Let me see your body work. Modern rap. This was the first tune with modern rap on it.
Yeah, like, modern you know what rap. I mean? Like, there was people scatting before. There was, like, kind of jazz, like, jazz rap where people used to talk.
What do you mean scatting? Like,
no, not like that. Like, people used to, you know, do weird stuff, like, on records. Like, talking but rhyming, you know what I mean? Which technically is rapping, but it's not what we would class as modern rap, you know what I mean? Anyway,
so disappointed in me. So for bringing up the scat man, you're like, no, not like that.
I tell you what, in 10 episodes' time, I'm going to ask you these same questions, and you better get them all right now. I'm just kidding.
That's fair enough. But wait, who was the rapper on that?
His name was King Tim the Third. King Tim the
Third.
He said
King. Yeah. It's me, King, and then he didn't. I don't think he said his whole name. I was going to try and blag it.
All right, next question. What was Kool Herc's famous DJ trick called.
No, wait, what was that geezer's name? King what?
King Tim the Third. King Tim III. Yeah. And that tune was called King Tim the Third Personality Jock.
And that, what's that? Who says that's the first tune with rap on it?
Well, okay, can you name one earlier? Name an earlier one.
No, but that who's, was, is that? Is that like that why? Came is, out, it, is that global?
Yeah.
Is that like known? Globally that's known. Known.
No, no, I just made it up. It's a globally known, yes. All right,
King
now
King Tim the Turd.
Yeah, the Turd.
Okay, no, King Tim, son.
Okay, so we all know Kool Herc, yeah? But what was the DJ trick called that technically spawned hip-hop as we know it? It spawned from this one DJ trick that Kool Herc used to do, and he named the trick. Do you know what that trick is called?
Check I know what it space. Is.
Okay, if you can tell me what it is, I'll give you a point.
If I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
When you play the record on one vinyl, when you got the same record on the other vinyl, but you're cutting a certain, you're stopping at a certain place, and then just using the crossfade and just popping it over to the place and starting it again and doing that. Yeah. I can't remember what's that.
It's to loop. Like, it's, you're looping the drum break because he noticed that the kids used to go crazy when all the music dropped out and just the drums used to come on, which a lot of funk tunes did back then, James Brown and stuff. So he thought, okay, let me get two records of the same record with this makeshift crossfader, but he didn't have a crossfader. Crossfaders weren't really invented back then, to my knowledge, maybe. But he used to jump between the two and then loop the record and extend the drum break from a couple seconds into 10 minutes. He'd play it. And it was called the merry-go-round. But I'm gonna give you a point for that.
And they used to put bits of masking tape on the vinyl just so they could remember where the different spots were on the vinyl. That's how they'd remember where to put their fingers.
That was, yes. All right, okay, the next question. How many kids did Afrika Bambaataa put his fingers into?
Oh!
I'm sorry, that's
how many kids?
I'm sorry, that's just a fucked up question. I was only kidding. But what was the gang, yeah? So New York was full of gangs, yeah, in the 60s. The movie The Warriors was actually inspired by the New York gangs. They all used to wear the jackets with the names on the back and, and they all used to beef with each other.
I can't remember any of those fucking gangs.
Well, Afrika Bambaataa was in one of the biggest ones, yeah? Before he started the Zulu Nation, he used to be in one of these gangs. Do you know which gang he was in? It was one of the biggest gangs in New York at the time. In the movie The Warriors, the guy Cyrus, can you dig it? Like his I can't even remember what they were fucking called in the movie, but that group was inspired by this gang.
And the Warriors, no?
And the Warriors in general, yes, but that's this gang.
I remember all of that shit, but I don't remember the crew names on the back of the denim fucking sleeveless denim jackets that people used to bust with the crew name on the back.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's called the Black Spades. All right. The Black Spades. All right. Okay. Now, what was Run DMC's DJ called? Come on, theme. You can do this, man. What was Run DMC's DJ called?
DJ.
Yeah. Run DMC's DJ. He died back in the day, but I think he got shot.
No, he got shot in the studio.
Yeah, no, outside the studio, yeah. Come on, man. Run DMC and...
Fuck!
Come on, they'd say it in all their tunes. Yeah. Begins with a J.
Jazzy.
No.
Don't say it for the whole of the show, because I know that.
All right, when you're making a sandwich, yeah? We're going to play the word association game.
Turn into the word association.
When you're making a sandwich, yeah? And you put it's like in America, spray. They call it jelly. Yeah? But in England, we call it...
jam.
Yeah. And
jam
then when
master,
you're...
Jam Master J.
There we go. All right, cool. All right, this one's an easy one.
I had to take so long on that, man. But that's the point. You're robbing me of points, bruv. How many points is that in the second round?
Bruv, you've got 7 points. No, 6 points.
No.
Okay. No, I mean
6 points already,
eight
bruv.
Points. Eight points. That's what I got down here. You got 8 points, bruv.
Yeah, because I got one for...
I'm not going to go through them all now, man.
Late 70s.
You can check the tape, all right? And I'll give you another point. Late, you know what? I'll give you another point.
Was a point.
Okay, nine. All right. Can you name? Okay, this is 3 points now up for grabs. Can you name all the members of the Fugees? And I want their full names.
Praz.
Yeah. You know what? I'll let you off. You don't have to tell me Praz's second name. You don't have to tell me his second name. But name the other two members. You should know they're both their
Lauren
names.
Hill and yeah.
There we go. Boom. That's remember. 3 points.
Prazington. That's 3 points. No, that's 2 points. Oh, God. That's 2.5 points. Yeah, 3 points. I can't believe I'm nigging down the points. What am I talking
and it's Praz Michelle. Praz Michael, Praz Michelle. Anyway. Okay, now, this one you should know, but maybe you don't. Who wrote the song Still Dre by Snoop and Dr. Dre? Who wrote the lyrics?
Snoop Dogg. Eminem.
Nope.
Oh, wait. Say the tune again.
Still Dre. Still. What's the one? I should have had it lined up here. Blink, 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 blink,
still
blink,
fucking with Dre.
You know the one, man. The famous one. Still. Hitting them hunters and them lolos, girl. Still. Rocking the rhyme to project beat. And you still got love for the streets.
Still got love for the streets. It's the D-R-E.
Who wrote that famous West song? West Coast song. Who wrote the lyrics?
Slim Shady. That's what I said.
No. Jay-Z wrote it. He wrote it, man. He wrote the lyrics
himself. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Okay. Now these last two.
They've all been writing each other's lyrics. How do you remember watching? Well, actually, that tune was written by him. Do you know what I mean? Rare.
Yeah. But I just thought that was really, when I found that out, I was like, damn, an East Coast rapper basically wrote one of the biggest West Coast anthems ever by two of the biggest West Coast artists, was written by an East Coast rapper, you know what I mean? I just thought that was crazy. Anyway,
you know, Sinead O'Connor, what was it, her name that died? Sinead O'Connor,
yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, that's a Prince song.
That tune was written by Prince.
I know, yeah, classic Prince tune, man. Boom. Did you see that footage that came out recently of her and Queen Latifah did a tune together years ago? And they're on stage rapping. Yeah, it's quite mad. Anyway, what label did Redman's first album get released on? The name of the album is called what? The album. Def Jam is correct. Ding, 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 ding. Another point for theme.
What do you mean, one point? That's like 5 million points, bro.
Who founded Def Jam? This is the last question now. Who founded
Death what's Jam? His name? Old Mickey Millionaire living in New York. He's in all the basketball shit. He's got fucking, what's it called? Courtside tickets.
Simmons. No, it's not Russell Simmons. No, he didn't. Sam Simmons. He didn't start it. No. It was started by the other dude that most people associate with Def Jam Records, the white guy with the beard and the long hair.
Ricky Rubin,
yeah.
I said it before you, bruv. Ricky Rubin, bruv.
Nah, bruv. 10, 11, 12.
No. When you play that back, yeah, you said Ricky and I said, you said Rick and I went Ricky Rubin.
I'll give you the point. I really don't care. It doesn't matter. You don't win any prizes except for your self-respect.
I want the fucking points.
All right. So that's 14 out of 26 that you got there. Okay. It's not great, but it's not bad either. So it's all right. I'll let you off.
Is that it? Is it finished?
That's it. It's finished now, man. That's the end. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for playing along. Yeah.
So I got a tiny bit over 50%.
Tiny squeezed over 50%.
Everybody's screaming at the screen with fucking...
Yeah. All the older heads, all the younger people are going, who the fuck are you guys talking about? Well, get to know you little whippersnappers. You know what I mean? Know your history. You need to look back before you can move forward. You know what I mean? I. Now, Theme, you fucked up that quiz, boy. It's
over
good.
50% in that bitch.
All right. Okay. Themos, I'm going to send you the first bit of graph for us to do. Okay. Here we go.
We're talking of graph. Big up UK Frontline, man. They sent me loads of shit.
Oh, yeah? What, send you stuff in the post? Shit.
The only thing I really like to look at is this back jump sticker. Do you remember, this was because I saw that, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I was thinking of, then I was trying to get you to come out and do back jumps. Do you remember when I belted you, bruv? It was only like last week.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going out to do back jump, bruv. We're going to Gunnersby, bruv. We'll do back jump.
I was like,
do you know what? I went to that spot recently to do that fucking Chasing Status video. I was going to use that spot and I went there and had some fucking next new fence on it.
Oh, shit.
And I wasn't in the mood for like doing anything about that. And I just thought, oh, fuck's sake. I obviously couldn't get the cameraman over.
Mm.
It was with cash from the old Bill.
Yeah.
So we knew we wouldn't get nicked, you know what I mean? But yeah.
He's got the inside
fucking
scoop.
Fucking sweet. You know that little tunnel where, obviously you know it, where the district line comes out of Gunnersbury going towards Richmond. But there's like some arches and that as soon as it comes out. We could have got some fucking nice things in there, bro.
Yeah, man. But what kind of fence? What, like spikes and fucking, you know, all that shit or what?
You know them green ones with the like metal with thin diamonds of space in the middle. But at the top, it had those fuckers as well, those two spinning fuckers.
Jesus, okay.
You know, like the big green blade one. I was thinking, right, what, just to get in here? Fuck it, hell.
That's mad.
But, got a drinking problem, mate. Got a drinking problem.
All right, Theme, I've sent you the first sketch for us to check out. Here it is. Can you briefly explain what you're looking at? Or do you want me to describe it?
I am looking at a two-tone piece, I guess. With what am I looking at? It's not faded. So it's blue and green. Blue at the bottom, sort of like a limey green at the top. Or like a normal green, grass green.
Yep.
Outlined in black with DBK crew at the top, drips coming out, so and it says same SAM to the E.
Yo.
Dirty Bristol Kids.
DBK. Oh yeah, I didn't see that dirty.
Dirty Bristol Kids.
Dirty Bristol.
Do you know what? It actually looks like, is that quite big?
You know what? Yeah, it looks like on the side of a bridge.
You see that arch on the right? I reckon you can walk into that arch.
It could be a sewage arch. Big, yeah, but yeah, I reckon it does look kind of big, actually. Yeah, it's not as hard because there's not much around it with for perspective.
Do you know
what
I would say? It looks a bit fucking bumpkin, bruv. You know what I mean?
Just because it says Bristol on it. I think it looks good.
No, look, because it's just in the middle of grass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It looks proper.
Is it a legal spot is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Is it looks like a legal spot.
It was done.
It's quite big. I swear, 2023. I swear to God, that's quite big. Dirty Bristol Kids. I like that reach in the bottom.
You know what? Yeah, it's got a white cloud.
So let's have a look at
it.
This, man. Let's have a look. He's got the white cloud going around it. Wait, he's got the black shadow. Yeah, some of it's dripping like in the middle of the S. And
mm-hmm.
Is that meant to happen? Yeah, I think And then, but he hasn't done a fade and he hasn't done any kind of shapes into anything. He's just cut it off with the line. So the blue is filled up from the bottom and it's rising up the top and then whip, it stops. And then he's put some lines in, you know, those kind of schemes.
Little lines. Yeah.
I prefer maybe if he allowed that and just kept the sort of cobwebby things in the top of the letters.
Yeah.
And allowed those lines in the middle. Or just did less lines and had some at different areas, like some at the top of the letters, I think.
You reckon he did those lines? Do you think he did those lines because he doesn't know how to fade? I'm just kidding, but I don't know. Because the lines aren't, like, you know, if you're going to do that line thing where it's like, you know, the blue goes up into the green, but then it gets, like, there's there's a thick line of blue, then a thinner line, then a really thin line of blue, then it becomes green. You know, like kind of that kind of transition from one color to the other, but it's not consistent. He's done it individually on each letter rather than do it all in one go, you know, together so they all line up with each other.
But that's
you know
what I'm saying. If it's illegal, then it's...
It's not illegal, man.
If it's legal, then you can't do that.
Yeah, it's definitely legal, man.
Because you've got all the time in the world, you can do...
It looks like there's mad graph in that tunnel.
I was thinking it was like a motorway.
Maybe, mm-hmm. But
now I see all that shit to the
yeah
to the right and left.
I tell you what, I really like the A and the M. Yeah, they got real nice style to it. The shadow is, I mean, throughout the whole piece isn't super consistent, and the shadow is going over the letters next to it, which makes it look a bit weird to me.
Yeah,
but
that's what
it's
fucks
fine.
Me up. Yeah,
you can do that. I mean, it's fine. That's an artistic choice, you know what I mean? So, which is cool, but I personally, I don't like that. I don't think it works here, and it's not consistent. You know, some bits are really thick, some bits are really thin, and the S doesn't match with the A and the M. The E a little bit does, but you see how the A and the M have little flary bits and little bits that kind of curl over each other and then kind of thin lines that kind of duck into the letter kind of thing. There's nothing like
that
on the
S. Yeah, but then his S is like something, the big chunks at the bottom, like that, yeah. Bam, bam, like a dog's
exactly.
Kind of block.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, you can tell this guy's been painting, he's not brand new to this. He's been doing it a while. He's, you know, he's got his little crew together with his boys, you know, and they haven't washed in a long time, you know, because they're all dirty and shit. Do you reckon he's got white dreads? You reckon there's a white boy with dreads? I don't know why I'm picturing a white dude with dreads. I could be wrong.
Oh, because it says dirty Bristol kids.
Yeah, and he's from Bristol, so, you know, I don't know why. I mean, peace to Res One, a guest we've had on the show. He's not like that, so I don't know why I have that image in my head. But he also sent a little message saying,
it's up to you, probably.
He goes, loving the pod, my guys. Little quick one for your eagle eyes to peruse. Dirty Bristol kids for life, yo. Big him up. I can't remember if he said I can mention his Instagram or not, so I'm not going
to
mention it.
To peruse. He's on some kind of like lawyer flex, bruv.
Your eagle eyes.
I've sent you the first draft copy for your perusal. Please do get back to me by, you know, da da da. Hang about, bruv.
All right, which one should I send?
Have a little peruse.
Anything else you want to mention about it, or shall we move on to the next sketch?
I'm trying to look at the reach next to it, the same, and then it says 23.
Oh yeah,
it just strikes me as that's a name that everyone's had. No,
same. Yeah, I mean, again, you know, I don't want to dishearten this guy too much because it is good. Like, you know, he's got can control, he can paint, like, you know what I mean, it's in proportion to a certain degree. It's not
the blue bits in the middle of shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah, they're not. Yeah. They're wonky.
Where's this guy controlling those fucking bits?
It's wonky, man.
Where's he pulling out the, in those straight lines with the blue, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the S, I don't know. I'm not feeling the S, man. I'm not feeling the S, man. Anyway, moving on. You know what? Let's go to this guy. I cannot, for the life of me, remember who.
Dirty Bristol kids.
And I have no idea.
Dusty Bristol kids.
Dusty.
Dirty Bristol kids. Oh, what the fuck is this? I fucking hate crap like this. I hate grab like this. Do you know what this grab reminds me of? Yeah,
what?
Everyone's first ever like try attempt at like wild stuff.
Yeah,
I need to get started doing something with my letters. Yeah, and then you, so the first thing that comes in your head, I'm gonna stick arrows off every single one. But trying to make it look well, everyone had a type of sketch like that in one of their sketch groups at some stage in their fucking drawing life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, man.
So shit.
It's got mad like daggers sticking out from the bottom of the letters, man. It's a
look at the K, bruv.
Is that a K?
K's
yeah?
Got like he's showing his batty, yeah. And that's his calf. Look, it comes down. He's got like a devil horn at the back bottom of his shoe.
Mate, it's not even a picture of the whole piece.
Like fucking...
Why do you send me this
semi-muscular posing? This is so good.
There's no shadow. Yo, okay, let me explain.
You need to calm down, man.
Theme, let
me
explain.
Do you want me to tell him what's up?
Theme. You can tell him what's up in 1 second. Let me just explain quickly. We got a piece with like a dark purple outline, light purple fill at the bottom, two color fade, fading up into a light pink. He's got little white highlights across the top, a big ass shine in one of the letters. I think it's a letter E, I think. It's really hard to make out this style. Like it's
D-E-K.
Yeah.
A-E.
And it's not even the whole photo. Like the
look
piece
at the O. Reminds me of like a Slimer in Ghost.
This kind of looks like, if it wasn't pink and purple and like nice kind of colors like that, it looks kind of like a heavy metal logo for a heavy metal band. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? One of them kind of like sharp edges and lots of like ching, 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 spiky bits sticking out. But yeah, there's no shadow, no 3D, you know what I mean? No tag next to it, no real background. He's kind of mulched it gray, like he kind of half-assed the mulch even. He didn't even mulch the back wall properly.
What does it say at the bottom?
You know what? Usually when
LVZX.
When people send me sketches, I usually like download the sketch and then I take a screenshot of their Instagram. So at least I know who sent it to me. But I didn't do it on this one. I don't know who the fuck this guy is and who fucking sent it. But it looked joke to me. All girl, sorry, yeah. So I thought I would just send it to the... Should we do it now? What's bugging you about it?
Like, the fucking... Just the fact that this is what humans do when they first think of, I'm going to try and do a wild star.
Yeah.
You kind of make the sharp angles in the top. It's like these, we agree that the penultimate letter is a lowercase e, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You see how like the way it bends up and it's all spiky and then the rest of it has like, you know, all the rest of the word has like just these random arrows and spikes and curves and stuff coming off of it.
Yeah. You know what this is, theme?
I'm seeing, probably laughing at myself because I've done it so many times. I remember doing these back in the day and thinking that was like my best sketch, and then going back, you know, a year later looking back in the sketch
going,
and thinking, oh, shit, that's dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that crazy Picasso that we showed of Mean PFB, like which he did in like 1984. You know, those kind of letters. Because like you said, it's obviously someone, you know, like, you know, trying out their first wild style or whatever. It kind of, what this shows to me, I mean, I could be completely wrong, but what it shows to me is someone who doesn't like learn how letters work before trying to do something like this. You know what I mean? That's why I always tell people, start off simple first. Perfect the simple style, then start wilding it out, and work your way up to that bit because you understand which part of the letter
that's exactly
should be...
what it is. You see the first E,
yeah,
where it's got two, it's almost got like a mane coming off it, like a cartoon horse's mane of like these spikes coming off it at the bottom.
You know, that's my favorite letter. For that though. Reason. That's my favorite letter though, out of all of them.
But you know, the K, yeah, look at the K,
the K is so terrible.
The K looks like he's on some Grindr app. And like he's posing, and that's his back, and that's his batty cheek, and that's his right batty cheek. That curve there
does look like
and then
a
his
nice
leg comes down,
juicy bum cheek there. Yes, it does, man. Okay, cool. Look, you know what? Because that one is like kind of half a piece.
Letters.
I'm gonna send you another one now. Yeah, this is another one. We can do this quickly before we move.
Don't we get like sick pieces sent in?
Yeah, we did. Well, I got a sick, but those aren't as funny to review.
That is true.
I can send you, okay, allow this one I sent you, and I can send you a sick one. Someone actually
Where's
sent
this.
Okay, let's do that one. This one says Xeon. Xeon? So X-E-O-N. I don't know how you pronounce that. Xeon? Xeon or something? I don't know. But it's got like a cream fill with the kind of pinky purple blobs flowing through it. Black outline, white
like
highlights.
Camouflage kind of fucking shapes.
Camouflage, yeah. And
big up Marta and Negri and Numi.
Numi.
Who are these? Where is this from?
I have no idea, man.
Is he English?
I think he must be. Yeah, I think he is, man. I think he is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Again, I didn't do a screenshot of his Insta. I thought I did, man. Right below, man. Zion.
This because one, the Z on the left, yeah, the red thing on the left next to his piece reminds me of an old Pies piece, and the arrows on the piece to the right reminds me of like Spat or someone. I was just thinking like where, yeah,
maybe,
or Deco or someone like that. I was just thinking where is this thing.
I have no idea, brother.
But then
man.
Those names, Marta. Oh, Maria. It's Maria.
Oh yeah,
that's
Maria.
His look.
Yeah, it must be I with a little Marta. Heart. Yeah, a little heart next to it. I don't think he no, painted Marta. With the people next
it's
to
Maria.
Him.
Maria.
I think he went. I don't know. I don't know. Did a white kind of background, sprayed background. There's not really much.
I reckon he's got a sexy Latina missus called Maria.
Hey.
That's why he's got the heart there, the corazon. And the Negri and Numi, that's his cunada and cunado.
Okay.
Zion. I don't know what that is.
Do you reckon he's got a bit of jungle fever for some, sexy Latina?
Yeah. I reckon he's trying to become a culo inflator, bro.
Oh, mate.
I reckon he's on the culo inflate a bit of business. I'm just looking at his highlights. Are they a bit fun? Something's going a bit wrong there, no?
The highlights, I mean, you know, he's done them neat.
Look at the eight, bro. Sometimes I can't believe you. This is what fucks me off, yeah, about fucking graphs, doing the graph sketches online. Because this is why I never, you know, I sometimes like, don't really say what I want, yeah? Where if I said, fucking hell, bro, it's not fair, is what I'm saying. It's not fair. Anyone in our generation,
yeah,
had stuff like this in their sketchbook or stuff like this on the walls or stuff. Like, I can't believe I'm commenting on this kind of fucking graph, you know what I mean? Because, bro, trust me, yeah, it's fucking dog shit. But it's not fair. You know what I mean? Look at the E. It's not complete dog shit. But I'm just saying, if we had shit like that, yeah.
Yeah.
In our, we would get dissed for days. Nowadays, you don't even diss the toys. Like, graph is a fucking illegal thing, yeah? And even we've, like, mimicked that. Now you can't say this, you can't. People can't even diss toys anymore, bruv.
Mm.
The amount of grief that we went through, well, I went through, but I remember standing on Ravenscourt Park Station.
Yeah.
And do you know what I did? Do you know what I did? And it was still, I still got fucking licks for it. Sammy Jacobs is a fucking sick artist.
Mm.
Like, one of them sick artists who can draw stuff naturally with his right hand just fucking the nuts. I sat next to him in Richmond College, GMVQ Advanced Art and stuff, and just passed because I sat next to him, yeah?
Yeah.
But he's sick. And he had a sketchbook. He was getting into graph. Like, I mean, we were skateboarding and all that kind of shit going on. But he could do letters, you know what I mean? Before anyone else, when we didn't know what the fuck letters was. And he had a guitar teacher called Heist. Who was Heist?
Oh.
Do you remember that Heist reach above? You could see it from the platform.
We've spoken about him before. Heist. Yeah.
I used to like some of his dubs.
Heist was ill, man.
Ben Heist,
OTB.
I think. I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that was his guitar teacher.
My mate Sam, he was right. I can't remember what he was right. Yeah, but that was his guitar teacher. He like was getting graph knowledge. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I wasn't getting no graph. I didn't know anyone in graph. I was like fucking 11, 12, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he started doing these sketches, which I obviously thought were fucking amazing. Like, I thought they were the fucking nuts, you know what I mean? Because he's better than me. He's like a sick, dude went on to like do fucking mad shit, you know what I mean? With his creativity and his fucking skill, like mad shit.
Mm.
Like, he's living nice, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
And I had his sketchbook here on the station when people were riding the lines, and someone got off the train, up four or five riders older than me, where I'd associated with school or not, I can't remember, and they knew I was like trying to get into graph and that, and they said like, oh, let's see what you're writing, you know what I mean? I can't remember what it was like, I mean, on the bullying vibe, on the about to like shit these, I could get licked here for the first time in my life about graph.
Oh shit.
So I showed them Sam's book. Yeah, so I had two books. And I pulled out my brethren's book, who I know is sick. Yeah?
Yeah.
And they still went Millie. Like, this is fucking pussy or toy shit. They still went Millie.
Yeah, yeah.
And gave me licks. And I remember they ripped the front and the back off the book.
No. With
like one of them blue diary. Yeah, and dashed it onto the tracks.
Oh, shit.
Thinking, fucking hell. Graphs on some militant thing, but I'm just a kid. Like with my fucking sketchbook, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Fucking hell.
I tell you what, the main difference is, I think, from back then to now, because people are a lot nicer now, and obviously dealing with people online and shit, like people, I think people back then knew they were a toy more so than nowadays. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you were embarrassed about being a toy, and you were quiet about being a toy.
Yeah.
You were like, no, I'm painting on my J's and like things like, if your mates call you out, you say, Who's going?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this person, and then they say this person who's a good writer, you're like, yeah, no, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not going. I can't, you know.
Exactly.
I'm not ready enough to go and fucking paint that one. I'll be fucking, there's no way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, man. I think that
or people would say, I'm with this geezer who's like an upwriter. I'm with so and so, yeah. Do you want to come and paint? And you'd hear someone say, well, who's that? You know, it's mommy, female. No. Telling me can't come.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
100%.
Yeah, that 100%. Would happen a lot, man. Oh, trust me, man. When I was
100%.
Like, we were under the wing of Asia and Praise and Mean and you know, a couple of the heavy hitters. They were nice people. They were good people. They used to chat to us and school us. And when we'd go to the Grundy, they'd kind of, you know, and if they were there as well, they'd give us pointers. But they wouldn't let me paint next to them, man. Like, they wouldn't. Like, you know, it took a while, man, before. I think even to this day, Mean is like a little bit like, yeah, okay, Amber, yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, man. I mean, nothing but love to them folk, man. But it kind of gives you thicker skin and it makes you earn your spot, you know what I mean? Rather than just given to you, like, you know, willy-nilly. Like, yeah, come on, paint with me. It's all good. It's
like, you couldn't be a toy back in... You couldn't be a toy. You couldn't just fucking sit there and be a toy. You couldn't rest amongst your laurels and be a toy. You couldn't just be a toy.
Well, no, there were a few.
Everything you did and you... You're like, yo, I'm a little bit less toy. I'm a little bit less toy.
Yeah.
Soon I'm going to, like, you know what I mean? Start saying, all right, or soon I'm going to start doing... What was the equivalent of like fucking showing people your sketches and shit back then? Just doing your own pieces and saying yes to, yeah, I'm coming out next time.
Yeah. But still, we're looking back with kind of rose tinted glasses. There were still some toys that were getting up, man, and still doing it. I remember there was a writer, well, maybe he wasn't that up, but he was around West London, Tops. Do you remember that writer, Tops? T-O-P-S. He used to write with Urn and Cruel and a couple of other heads. They were Tops. All right.
Yeah.
They had a bit of style to them, and they always had this dude come along with them. I swear he was blatantly just watching out for them because his graph was fucking disgusting. It was terrible, man. I just remember thinking, why are they letting him paint with them? Yeah, he must have done something else for the crew. You know what I mean? Like, he used to go on the missions, keep dog for them or...
Yeah, you bring a red... I'm just thinking now about the amount of times I took my brother to go painting.
Yeah.
He's like, I really don't want to go. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't want to go. Like, no, you can't. You're going to do this and just sit there and wait and watch and then be silent.
I think every but crew had that.
Nothing there.
Every crew had at least one person who didn't write but would just come along on the missions and like just catch jokes and shit. We had a dude like that, man. But yo, man, we're coming up to an hour. I say we call it quits there, Theme. What you saying, brother, man? I'm sorry.
Oh, bro, big up Heavy Crates as well. Heavy Crates sent me some shit.
Who's sending you all the shit? Why aren't they sending me shit?
They've
sent me some shit, yo.
Well, because, you know what I mean? He's only human, bruv. And they've changed the post boxes in my estate. Look, everyone's got like their own post box outside, rare.
Okay.
And they've sent new keys. And I came back from work one time. I was like, yo, that's the new key. It's in this tiny brown envelope.
Mm.
I can't lose this key. This is the fucking new post box key for outside.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since then. Yeah. I can't get in there at all.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So I don't even know what it is that they've sent. A t-shirt. And a Mrs. T-shirt as well.
God damn it. You know what? 10-foot messaged us he DM'd us on the Instagram. And he said he was going to send me like one of those newspapers he had with the 10-foot tag on the front. You know, you saw that shit he was flogging. I can't remember what the name of the. It was like for a homeless
palace
thing.
Skateboard.
No, not nothing to do with the palace thing. That's recently. This was a while ago. It's like over a month ago. It was some newspaper, newspaper, but a newspaper. It's like the big issue is to help homeless people. I can't remember what it's fucking called, but it had a 10-foot tag on it. Yeah. He said he was going to send me one in the post.
It is the big issue, no?
No, it's not the big issue. It's a different thing. He said he was going to send me one and sign it and send it to me. And I was like, cool. I gave him my address. I was like, yeah, send it. And nothing, bruv. If you're listening to this 10-foot,
no,
sort
just
it out,
house,
bruv.
You sent your address online to a writer?
Yeah.
That's something back in the days you'd never do as well.
Well, I didn't give him my house address, man. I gave him another address to something else. Not my work, yeah, but something else, man. But anyway, whatever. I'd just send him my address. If he wants to come round, he'd come round. Have a cup of tea, man. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Everybody's going to be gone from your house.
There's definitely nothing to
none of your CDs
here.
Back.
He can maybe nick my MPC 3000, but that doesn't work.
How's
properly
it going
either
with that MPC?
No, I've not touched it yet.
Haven't you got it? Fucking hell! Cash! You see this brown brotherly love cash that you're talking
bruv,
about?
I'm going with it, bro. I got to take it to fucking Bournemouth, wherever fucking Jazz Cat is, man. I got to get time for that, man. Time and money. But I will. I'm not rushing it.
This is what
it,
that geezer was talking about in Sainsbury's today. He knew Jazz Cat and he knew about the MP.
I bet it was Tab. Yeah. I bet it was Tab. If it's not, correct me below. Tab. But I'm pretty sure it was Tab, VFL.
I was thinking about cheese and shit. Yeah. I was thinking about what fromage I'm going to buy. You know what I mean?
But Tab, if it was Tab, he would have messaged me that he bumped into you. That's the thing. That's why I don't think it's
thing,
him.
Thanks, son.
But anyway, man. Brother, thing,
I can't
man.
Believe I told that. My whole rant was about Sainsbury's and we lost the whole rant.
Yeah,
but what are you going to do? It's going to be one of those secret rants that just get lost forever.
I'll see if I can salvage it now when we come off now. I'll see if I can salvage from before.
Fucking
but
Sainsbury's.
Yeah, my local Sainsbury's, I think I mentioned this before, the local Sainsbury's to my work, whenever I'm going home, I pop into that Sainsbury's and the guy is just too over familiar with me, man. Like whatever I buy, he's like commenting on all that. I'm like, just ring it up. Tell me how much it costs, man. He's like, oh, you're buying some whiskey. You're having a party tonight. I'm like, no, I'm not having a party.
Oh, you know party tonight.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what
I mean?
He's doing shit like that. I'm like, I've not been rude to him. I've not told him, but like in my head, I'm just like, just fucking
bro, I'm like that in every single shop I go to.
Yeah.
Because most time I go in the shop, I go in like my crazy personality and go in there and I'm fucking run. If it's a local shop, like run the shop.
You know yeah.
Chat to everyone. But then there's so many times when you're like, bro, please don't say anything. Don't chat to me now. Don't chat to me now. Yeah. Don't chat to me now. You know what I mean?
Motherfuckers, man.
And they're mad over familiar and you're thinking, shit, why am I bridging with everyone in the fucking shop? In all these different shops that I go to, you know what I mean?
I mean,
sometimes
my local.
You're in a fucking bad mood, you have to go in the shop.
Yeah, but my local here near my house, he's cool in there and he can kind of read me when I'm chatty and when I'm not chatty, you know what I mean? Because he knows I've been going there for years. But this fucking Sainsbury's motherfucker, man, he's a really nice guy as well. Blatantly, everyone loves him, but I'm just like, don't chat to me, motherfucker. Don't comment.
That's how I met Andrea. That's how I met Andrea in Sainsbury's,
is it?
In Acton.
No way.
From being over familiar with the geezer.
Oh.
And his name was Bruno, yeah. Tall Indian geezer, like thick Cockney accent, this geezer, yeah.
Mm.
Like Bruno, like geezer, you know. I fucking loved him. Yeah. Mm. And I was coming back from work in Acton Sainsbury's and there was like a fucking dead ass queue, man. I'm thinking, I'm trying to get back from work and I used to pick up like a couple of beers on the way home and then take them home. Get home and just sit there and fucking drink beers and smoke zoos and then go to bed. So I fucking hated that job.
Yeah.
Looking back at that, I think, fuck it up. And I was in a rush to get home. So I'm standing in this queue and this Gina Bruno's like trying to get, and these fucking birds. I don't even know if they're birds or not. I haven't even looked. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this queue? So I'm like, yo, Bruno! I'm at the back, like 8 or 9, 10 people back. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just him. He's like, oh, I'm a man. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? He's like, these girls, they don't have the money. They don't have the right money. I said, what right money? And he's like, it was either 50p or 20p. It was one of the Which brings me on to slag, your edge piece, mini edge piece was a 20p. Set Me an Edge Piece was a 50.
Oh yeah, next week we're going to talk about our favorite slang words from the 90s, okay? Mini. So if you've got any,
I think that's it though. Mini Edge Piece.
Mini Edge. If you got any for us, just put them below in the comments, man. Oh shit, we got announced the winner.
Mini fucking Edge.
We got announced the winner of the zombie sketch, man. Shit, I almost forgot. Thank God for that. Well,
you forgot that shit.
Obviously, we're recording this on the Sunday, 6th of August. This...
I haven't finished talking about my fucking Bruno and Andrea story. Shit. Fucking absolute cheap. Don't even talk to me. Don't talk to me. That's it.
Now, go on. It. Mini edge piece. Yeah, go on. I want to hear this. I don't even know this story, man. It hit me. Sorry, I got carried away.
No, go on. Mini edge piece. Yeah. Such a good soundbite.
Go on, son.
So I'm standing there saying, yo, it's a mini edge piece.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that at all, man. I'm like, Bruno, what do you mean no money? And she says, and they say, he says, like, 20p or 50p, yeah? I'm like, bruv, fucking I'll pay that dog. I'll pay the dog. You know what I mean? Just tell them to fuck. And what I said is tell them to fucking hurry up.
Oh, shit. Yes.
And as they kind of left, they looked at me and it was like these two birds. And they left. Looked at me to like say, kind of, it was between a fuck you for saying just fucking hurry up and leave.
Yeah.
Or like a thank you for like, I was saying, Bruno, fucking I'll pay the dog. 20p, 50p, I'll fucking pay it just to make the queue go quicker. You know what I mean? I was so fuming.
Yeah.
Anyway, didn't think any of it. Got my shit, got my beers and shit. And bollock Bruno said, fucking speed up your process, you cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Went outside and there was these two birds waiting for me. Like, ah, si papi, hello, we want to say thank you for it. So what the fuck is this?
But she must have thought you were cute.
It was Alba and Andrea.
Yeah.
Alba semi-fuming because she speaks English and I was like, get the fuck out, I'll pay the money, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Andrea sent me saying thank you, but and then Alba's there, my cousin says, if you want to go for a beer, because there's a place on that little Acton bit, there's a place there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, we're going for a beer here. It's a boss.
No, did he not look around and go check her culo first? Go, okay, yeah, you know what? We can go for a beer.
Yeah, man, I looked at the shape and figure. Yeah. You know, them girl, them. But the,
the girl, them sugar.
Yeah. Shape and figure.
Oh, that's sweet, man. Of course, bro. That's how you met the culo. The culo, the Venezuela.
There, yeah.
That's deep, man. That's deep. Yeah. That's beautiful, man. And now you're married.
Because of being over familiar in the shop. If I wasn't over familiar in the shop.
And Sainsbury's.
I would
have
said, yo, Bruno, what the fuck, man? Hurry your ass up. You know what I mean? Yeah. If it was just some shop I'd never been in, I'd have to fucking phone the queue.
Isn't it? Then, yeah, it's crazy how life works like
just
that.
Just made me think of it because you were talking about over familiarity.
Yeah, of course.
In shops.
No, that's incredible, man. Maybe I should be over familiar with more shopkeepers. Maybe I'll meet my wife. It's all good.
Nice Arabic woman.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, humdur, humdur, humdur.
I need to ask you. So, if you brought home like a white Cockney blonde hair Reebok classic, big loopy earrings,
yeah,
proper like white vest, ponytail, gel back, like English fucking birch,
yeah,
like that. And your mum was like, say for that situation, your mum was like 5 out of 10. What if you brought home? Yeah. I want to know if there would be any difference if you brought home,
yeah,
like some hot Arabic queen, fully like just, you know, down, you know what I mean, in the Arabic life,
yes, yeah,
knows everything.
My mum would definitely...
is from the area,
yeah.
Would there be like, no man, you need to marry this woman?
Nah, no, of course there would be a difference. Yeah, man,
fuck this other bird, man.
No, yeah, my mum would love it if I brought a nice Arab lady to meet
but would
her.
You really, is what I'm saying. Would you really?
Yeah, I think. I mean, she wouldn't care if she was white.
I think you whatever. Should. Why don't you go to like fucking, what's like the Arab equivalent of salsa and shit?
Like the debke, the Arab, like the hookah, the smoking shisha place, man, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's, yeah.
My mum doesn't go to them places.
Difficult.
Yeah.
No, for you. to find nice Arabic woman.
I don't care. I don't discriminate, man. My dick is like the united colors of Benetton, man. You know what I mean? I'm don't discriminate. I'm like, it's like a, you know, a poster for Benetton.
42 years old. We can't talk about. You can't. See, we can't say things like that.
I know. I'm just brilliant. Catching jokes. Yo, party people, listen, whoever won the sketch, we're recording this on Sunday, so I'm not gonna pick it, because I told everyone they have till next Wednesday when the episode comes out. So I'm gonna pick the winner and I'm gonna insert it here. All right. Congratulations to that person. Make sure you message us. Message us on DM us on the Instagram at almshouse to your mom's house pod. Sorry, Akit. I went through the whole podcast without doing that, man. Right at the last stretch, man. So, yo, whoever won that.
Babe, yeah. I've had 3 beers. And I've not done one, but you know I mean? That's the difference.
Sorry, Akit.
Respect for the Akit. Hey, look, this geezer's bringing beef right at you, bro. Right at you, bro. Oi,
Ramesh is going to get a slap, bro.
Look at his finger pointing at the beef. I think he's written this thing, 50 years of swagger in the Sunday Times. God. 25 best tracks in 50 years of hip-hop.
You know what? That's another thing I want to say as well, actually, quickly. I mean, you know, there's lots of things coming out this year, especially this month. You're all going to be seeing a lot of stuff like, 50 years of hip hop and everyone chiming in their own, you know, a lot of it I look with, you know, I'm like, are you really, you know what I mean? Like, you really down? Like, obviously, Ramesh, you're going to see a lot of him because he's publicly announced his love of hip hop, even though he only mentions fucking Kanye.
What do you think number one is?
Oh, what,
Ramesh is 25. Yeah, he's numbered them. I don't know if it's him doing it, but it's the Sunday fucking time. First of all, yeah, review this. Look how fucking gash it is.
You see, this is the type of stuff.
Of the fucking Sunday Times culture, yeah. Look at this.
That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. We're going to get a lot of that going on this month. Like, all these fucking things.
My mum came in, she's like, darling, I found this in the Sunday paper. Yeah. You might like this. And I'm like, exactly. I'm like, ma. She didn't sound like a Cockney at all.
She's
the pet. I found this in the papers, and I thought you might. And I'm like, Mum, what's the fucking? And the first thing I said to my old mum was like, Mum, look how shit that is.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that? Mate,
we're going to be seeing a
someone's
lot.
Someone's been
that
paid.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't
someone's
be surprised.
Paid,
yeah, if it was like a street artist,
they licensed it or they paid for it.
Mm. Bruh. Come on, so what in there they got the top 25 hip hop songs of all time, yeah?
And I haven't seen 50 years of swagger and the 25 best tracks. Hip hop is the biggest musical revolution of our age. It has changed the world by Ramesh Ranganathan.
Okay, listen, let me guess. It's either a Jay-Z song or it's like Rapper's Delight or something like that, man.
Maybe.
Am I way off?
Impress me on a daily basis.
I do,
on a daily basis, you impress me. Even with your cynical hip-hop knowledge, you're like, this is... I don't appreciate this, so I'm going to say something like Jay-Z. It's 99 Problems by Jay-Z. Yeah.
Fucking fuck off.
Rick Rubin.
I mean, look, I can see him
choosing...
Rick Rubin
produced that shit.
Yeah, Rick Rubin is a legend. He was there, you know, early on. He wasn't, obviously, early on, but, like, you know, he set up Def Jam and you know, and fair enough, man. He's a legend.
Oh, this list is upsetting me the more I see it. Number one, 99 Problems by Jay-Z. Mm. Number two, Still Dre. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
That was written by Jay-Z. Bro. Who was that written by, Still Dre? That was written by Jay-Z. Yo.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Lyrics written by Jay-Z.
Okay, yeah, you see? Yeah.
Stan Eminem, 3. Stan Eminem.
Jesus.
In 50 years of hip-hop, bruv. Stan.
It's a good tune, though. I do like Stan Eminem. I remember when that first came out.
Never listen to this.
Impressed
Dear Mama by Tupac, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Yeah, I put that
after
above.
Stan Eminem is number 3. All right, Kendrick Lamar, number five. Bruv, Dear Mama, Tupac is the fucking... That's a musical. That's a song. You know what I mean?
That's above all the songs before it. Yeah, I mean, that were...
NY State of Mind, number six. Behind Stan Eminem.
Oh, shit, man.
And Kendrick Lamar.
What would you put as number one theme? What would you put as number one?
Bruv, do you know what I was doing? I came in from the gym and everything happened at Sainsbury's and they were all fucking cunts and the alarm went off and shit. And I came back and I said, right, I'm having a zoot. Yeah. I didn't have a zoot. Had a tiny bit of like a weed, little gay thing that you can have when you don't fucking smoke zoots. I can't even know what they're called.
Little pipe.
10, 15 minutes later, as soon as the fucking... that some tunes came on, I was thinking, bruv, do you know what might be my favourite tune in the world? It might be... I mean, favourite tune in the world.
Okay.
It might be Temperatures Rising by Mobb Deep.
Oh, sick. That's a sick tune.
You know, I play guitar and listen to that every... I can't believe I'm saying that, but one of my favourite tunes ever might be... Bruv, it came on in the car and I was like, yeah. You know when you don't smoke green? Yeah. If you don't smoke green... I'm counting myself as someone who doesn't smoke green. Like, if you have a tiny bit of green sometimes, like, it makes music so much better. All the reasons that people 100%. Got into marijuana in the first place, that you lose because you smoke green.
Mm-hmm.
You lose all of this. If you use it like fucking sometimes, you know what I mean? I've got a headache. I have fucking had marijuana and I had a headache. And I got rid of the headache because I had a little bit of a fucking green. The music sounds so much better, bruv. It sounds so much better.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, shit. And that tune came on. And the tune I sent you to play for the podcast came on as well. Heaven and Hell by Raekwon. Because it's like the ghetto woman singing in it. It's like not even like the best of singing. The beat in it. The way they're rapping on it and stuff, like the storytelling of it. Like, I love that tune.
It's dope. It is dope. But we're going to go out on that tune, Heaven and Hell by Raekwon featuring Ghostface
Killah. I've got four tunes written down that Ray Vendetta sent me the beats. He's going to feature some of it, but I've got four completely written.
Is it?
And I'm going to do two more and then release that. And I've got to chase the IMS dudes, fucking Ben 81.
Yeah.
And Neil,
but theme.
I recorded some musical bits with them, man.
Yeah,
some Medusa, all this. But the thing is, it was sick.
Yeah, that Medusa tune is sick, man. I can't wait for that one, for people to hear that one.
And the other one is better than that Medusa tune. I can't even remember what it's called.
Oh shit! You recorded that that's about a year ago, at least now, yeah, something like that.
Years, 2 years ago now. Jeez. We're trying to get it out on vinyl, and then everything collapsed because vinyls went up so much, and there was a massive waiting list for all these fucking vinyl dudes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. But theme, listen.
And then it just got lost in the ether.
Because you absolutely, you just about got 50% on the hip hop quiz. You got your hip hop card relegated now, man. You can't do any music anymore. You got to give up. You got to start practicing your guitar, man. Maybe become a rock head. Get into rock or something.
Maybe go up to groups of girls sitting in Hyde Park, like having a little picnic, holding my acoustic guitar and my flip flops and my blonde dreads.
Yeah.
Hi, girls. Yeah, I can play an Oasis song. Do you want me to play like Slip Inside the Eye of Your Mind? Like, play. Just one of those fucking dudes.
There we go, man. Oh, yeah. Also, theme, I forgot to mention to you next Saturday. Are you with the kids next Saturday?
Yeah, and I would also say to you about MCs, when you concentrate on fucking MCing so hard, for a period of your life, you don't remember the fucking MCs. You remember the bars, like the fucking intricate in and outs of the bars, the sounds of it, the tone of voice. Well, me, I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
Tone of voice, the way it's pitched, the way it's done, and I listen like fucking that.
Mm.
But yeah, man, the name of the MCs, even in modern shit, I'm like, I don't know this, but I fucking love him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But listen, theme, next Saturday is Hip Hop 50th at the South Bank by Just Vibe.
Sarah Love Team.
And Sarah Love and Shorty Blitz. And I got us two tickets, man. They're free, but you have to book them through Eventbrite or whatever. You know what I mean? It's all online. You can find it. I got two tickets, but you should go online because you can only get maximum two tickets at one time. You should get another two for your kids and we should go, man. Let's go. It's during the day. It's kid friendly. It's at the South. It's for kids. It's a family event. But it's going to be a hip hop family event. It's going to be dope, man. I think it's going to be dope. Sarah actually messaged us, DM'd us personally and said, you guys should come. And then she made a joke, said, oh, we're going to get you back for, you know, I'm setting you up for all those guys that we dissed in the podcast beef thing. She said it as a joke.
Big up Sarah Love, man, saying that was the best thing that came out of the country.
Yeah. And you see,
big up Supernova as well. Nova, big up Nova, man.
Did his reaction video. Yeah.
Yeah. The beef so far.
Yeah. Props to Nova, man.
This is how the beef started. And it was true. Sarah called him up for sidestepping on the. Yeah, like, don't try and sidestep because you were getting so dissed.
Deflecting, man. That's brilliant. Deflecting, son.
Man, that video went down really fucking well.
Yeah, man. I'm really glad it got taken in the right way. Because One thing I was fearful of was that we do it in the right frame of mind and we're doing it, we're taking the piss, but we're doing it in a jokey way. And they, you know, we hope that they realized we're doing it out of love, not out of like spite, you know what I mean? And it did, it worked like that. But I was scared that in the comments, people who didn't like Nova or didn't like Keller or didn't like Blade or whatever would start thinking it was a safe space to start dissing, you know what I mean? But we didn't get none of that, man. Everyone was just laughing and everyone took it the right way, man. So I think we did a good job there. And we kind of just winged that thing together as well, man.
I can't believe it, yeah.
We were talking about it for a little while, but we sat down, just recorded it before we did the podcast.
I wanted to buy props and shit, and like, I've got to buy this for this geezer, you've got to buy this for this geezer.
Yeah.
And you were like, nah, fuck that, man. Do it like this. Da, da, da.
You know what I mean? Look, I stuck a piece of paper on here. I wrote 521 on it, and I stuck a piece of paper with fucking tape.
I don't even know that, bro.
And people were noticing little nuances later on, which I love. Like they were like going, oh, I just noticed Killer's earrings, man, that shit is hilarious. And then like the high coat
because
spray
they played
can
it on a bigger screen.
Spray can on Thingy's head and shit.
Killer's earrings are Christmas decoration baubles, bro. That I got from the top shelf. That is so
jokes, man. All right, listen, brother, call it quits. I got shit to do, man. Peace and love, party people. We're gonna go out.
To your mom's house.
We're gonna go out to heaven and hell by Raekwon and Ghostface Killah. Let's just listen to a bit of this.
Touch yourself in the right places for this song. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace. Side of type shit, 94. We must go to war fast with the pen and the pad.
What can you believe in?
Shine like gold.
See how the singing is like, just like not quite correct.
Ten declines,
limbs.
For the nine squares, kid.
Body clothes, designer hoes, and show shop. Check it out.
Waking up about 10, kid. Jumping in the shower, piece about to make moves to slide like grease. What? I'm all about text. Checks enough, respect your front. I'm slamming you like the Lex. So now I'm out in the 95. Rocking that real nigga, don't die. Guess down. Draws canine. But yo, I'm making a pit stop. Going by a box of Glocks. Eating all up in your winner.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?